ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 4, ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ಥ್ ಆರ್ಡರ್, ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 9, ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ಸ್ ಹೋಮ್, ಪಾರ್ಟ್ 4, ವರ್ಸಸ್ 26-35. ಧ್ರುವ ಮಹಾರಾಜಸ್ ಲ್ಯಾಮೆಂಟೇಷನ್. The great sage Maitreya then said, "My dear Vidura, after being worshipped and honored by the boy, and after offering Dhruva his own abode, Lord Vishnu, on the back of Garuda, returned to his abode as Dhruva Maharaj looked on." Lord Vishnu is described as Garuda Dwaja, for his flag bears the emblem of Garuda. Despite having achieved the desired result of his determination by worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord, Dhruva Maharaj was not very pleased. Thus, Dhruva returned home. Vidura then inquired, "My dear Brahmana, the abode of Lord Hari is very difficult to attain. It can be attained only by pure devotional service, which alone pleases the most affectionate, merciful Lord." Dhruva Maharaj achieved this position even in one life and was very wise and conscientious. Why then was Dhruva not very pleased? O Vidura, Dhruva Maharaj's heart was greatly aggrieved, having been pierced by the vakbanai, the arrows of the harsh words of his stepmother. And thus, when Dhruva fixed upon his goal of life, Dhruva did not forget her misbehavior. The Lord is known as Muktipat, one whose lotus feet give liberation. But Dhruva did not demand actual liberation from this material world. Still, at the end of his devotional service, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared before him, Dhruva was simply ashamed of the material demands he had within his mind. Dhruva Maharaj thus thought to himself, "To endeavor to be situated in the shade of the lotus feet of the Lord is not an ordinary task, because even the great brahmacharis headed by Sanandana, who practiced Ashtanga Yoga in trance, attained the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord only after many, many births. And yet, within 6 months, I achieved the same result. Yet, due to my thinking differently from the Lord, I fell down from my position. Alas, just look at me. I am so unfortunate. For I approach the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can, bhava chiddam, immediately cut the chain of the repetition of birth and death. But still, out of foolishness, I prayed for things which are perishable. Since all the demigods who are situated in the higher planetary system will eventually have to come down again, they are all envious of my being elevated to Vaikuntha Loka by devotional service. These intolerant demigods have dissipated my intelligence, and only for this reason could I not accept the genuine benediction of the instructions of the sage Narada. Yes, I was under the influence of the illusory energy. Being ignorant of the actual facts, I was sleeping on her lap. Under a vision of duality, I saw my brother as my enemy, and falsely I lamented within my heart, thinking they are my enemies. It is very difficult to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in my case, although I have satisfied the Supersoul of the whole universe, I have prayed only for useless things. Thus, my activities were exactly like treatment given to a person who is already dead. Just see how unfortunate I am. For in spite of meeting the Supreme Lord, who can cut one's link with birth and death, I have prayed for the very same conditions again. Because of my state of complete foolishness and paucity of pious activities, although the Lord offered me His personal service, I wanted material name, fame, and prosperity. My case is just like that of the poor man who, when after satisfying a great emperor who wanted to give the poor man anything he might ask, out of ignorance, the poor man asked only for a few broken grains of husked rice. The following is a very famous verse in connection with this section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. When he was being blessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Dhruva Maharaj said, Stana Vilashi Tapasi Stitohang Twang Praptavan Deva Munindra Guhyam Kachang Vichinvan Api Divya Ratnang Swamin Kritart Posmi Varung Nayache. O my Lord, because I was seeking an opulent material position, I was performing severe types of penance and austerity. Now I have gotten you, who are very difficult for the great sages, saintly persons, and kings to attain. Indeed, I was searching after a piece of glass, but instead I have found a most valuable jewel. Therefore, I am so satisfied that I do not wish to ask any benediction from you. Recorded August 29, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Tunde Tandavani Rating Vitanute Tunda Avali Labdhaye Karna Kroda Kadambani Gatayate Karna Arbuddevya Spriham Cheta Prangana Sangani Vijayate Sarva Indriyanam Kriting Na Ujane Janita Kriyadvihi Amritai Krishna Iti Varna Dwayi. Oh, I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. And when that name, Krishna, enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when that holy name, Krishna, dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert. This verse is included in the Vidagdha Madhava, a 7-act play written by Srila Rupa Goswami, describing the pastimes of Sri Krishna in Vrindavan.